guys. Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Today's show is brought to you by Black & Mobile. Black & Mobile is a Black-owned food delivery service that is exclusively partnered with a lot of Black-owned restaurants. They hire their people in their community, and they're expanding in cities all across the country. They're currently in Atlanta, Baltimore, Detroit, Philadelphia, and they have an app that you can check out, guys, on the Google app and on iTunes, and also follow them on social media at Black & Mobile. Black & Mobile. Also, today's show is brought to you by author Kay Bethany. She's the foundational Black American writer. She has a book called Elementary, My Dear. That's the bird's eye view of how one FBA family managed to survive obstacles in the past. Get that book, Elementary, My Dear, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's now. You can pre-order it now. And also, today's show is brought to you by Wolves. That's W-O-L-V-3-S. Are you a fitness enthusiast looking for apparel that speaks to you? Well, you need to check out the brand Wolves. It's a Black-owned fitness apparel line, and it's available on Amazon and Big Cartel. That's Wolves. Check it out right now. We're going to get deep on today's broadcast. Guys, I need y'all to hit that thumbs up button. I need y'all to hit that like button because we're going to chop it up very heavy. Let everybody know that we're live right now, and we'll be right back after these messages right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Feed Your Soul Organic. Go to www.feedyoursoulorganic.com to order medicinal plants in the form of teas, powders, and oils. Enjoy fresh, revitalizing health products from the motherland. Available to you quickly because we ship from the USA. Operated by a foundational Black American, you can trust that you are receiving the very best of Africa. Purchase African coffee, noni, soursop, baobab powder, and so much more. Strengthen your immune system one day at a time. Feed Your Soul Organic. That's www.feedyoursoulorganic.com.
Have you ever thought about getting into credit repairing? We have everything you need to start a life-changing credit repair business. Zero experience needed. This software makes it incredibly easy to launch, run, and grow your very own profitable credit repair business or to add an entirely new revenue stream to your existing business. Run your own credit repair business effortlessly. 100% risk-free trial with no hassle one-click cancellation at any time. Go to fixcreditsoftware.com. That's fixcreditsoftware.com.
Yo, guys, don't let COVID-19 keep you from achieving your health and your fitness goals because your health is cut from the same cloth as your wealth, and you need to be the best version of yourself, and you can do that with Salomon's Gym Products and Services. Salomon offers custom online training made just for you, and he has ankle, thigh, and power bands that will help you tone your body and burn fat anywhere you choose to train. So go to SalomonsFitnessWorld.com, enter the coupon code Tariq, and save 10% on your order. That's SalomonsFitnessWorld.com.
It's being described as a thrilling ride, filled with suspense, a book you won't put down, an absolute page-turner. Buy the new book, War of the Heart, an Occam Jeffers novel, today at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Audiobook currently on sale at Google Play and Apple. Visit spiritof1811publishing.com for more details. Black first.
Are you looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth? Then check out Beard Tree Oil and Herbs, LLC. They promote healthy beards over everything. They offer a full line of products including beard and face wash, balm, oil, mist, and detox. So treat yourself to the Beard Tree 3 package, which includes the wash, bomb oil for just $25. For best results, check out the Beer Tree 5 that includes all five products for just $50. So check this out all at beertreeoilandherbs.com. That's beertreeoilandherbs.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs.
If you enjoy luxurious home fragrances, check out Scented Company. Our 100% natural candles are made of pure soy wax and essential oils to create aromatherapy-inspired fragrances that can help with insomnia, stress, energy, and hormone imbalances. Take our scent quiz today. Find us at our website, scented.company. That's scented, S-C-E-N-T-E-D.company. We are live and lit.
Check out a brand new book by author Jay Babilaw entitled Black Serviceman to Black Veteran. This book, author Jay Babilaw delivers an immersive and intelligent read about his personal experiences in and after the military, and he talks about how these experiences shaped his outlook on life forever. This personal novel reads much like a self-help guide, but it's a very deep book and you need to check it out. It's called Black Serviceman to Black Veteran, available right now on Amazon.com.
Hey, Fit So Flawless, what's new? If you are looking for the hottest fashions such as dresses, jumpsuits, and casual pants, then stop on by now to fitsoflawless.com. We also have accessories that are available to complement any outfit. So come find your fit at our online store, fitsoflawless.com.
Tune in to the Jamil Wally Morning Show every Saturday, 9:30 a.m. with your hosts, Jamil Harley, Kiana Quarles, and DJ Godzillas. Search Jamil Harley on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Periscope.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
All right, we're back, guys. We're back. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody coming on up in the room. While we were getting ready to do the live, we just found out our brother, man, Debo Tiny Lister, a Compton native right out here in L.A. Man, our brother just passed away today. Wow, our brother Debo from wrestling fame, WWE, and the Friday movie, the legendary character Debo, that brother passed today. From what I understand, I don't know what he passed. I don't know what exactly happened. I think he was kind of sickly as it was. I think he might have been already sickly. But RIP to our brother, man. Real good dude. Real good dude. Tiny Lister just passed. The brother who played Debo. So, you know, we got to pour out a little liquor for Debo. Shout out to Tiny. Real solid dude. I wish I knew what exactly the brother passed for or from. Does anybody know? Anybody know? I know TMZ. I'm looking at TMZ now. And all of this stuff is coming in while the commercials were playing. You know, we're getting this information in. It says Tiny. Let me see. Law enforcement said they got a call to the actor's Marina Del Rey apartment Thursday before 3 p.m. for an unconscious male. They said he was not transported to the hospital, but he was announced dead on the scene. No word on the cause of death yet. We don't know what happened, but I think my brother might have been sickly already. From what I understand, I'm not sure, but real good dude, man. Rest in paradise to our brother. Rest in paradise to our brother Tiny. All right, guys, a lot of stuff we're going to touch on today's broadcast. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. I need everybody to hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button. Hit the thumbs up button. Where are my LA people? Speaking of LA and Compton and all that, we got a new prosecutor out here in LA. What's the new prosecutor's name? I forgot his name that quickly. All my Los Angeles people, what is the name of the new prosecutor out here? It's a white male. And this white dude came in getting stuff done. He's coming in getting busy. He was the one who replaced Jackie Lacey. He replaced Jackie Lacey. Jackie the Lackey Lacey. Bye-bye, Tayo. My kids are waving by. They're going somewhere with their mom. What's the new prosecutor's name out here in LA? Gascon, yes. Gascon. Yeah, Gascon came in. He's like, look, we're going to stop the bail, you know, because a lot of folks can't afford bail. So we're going to have no bail. We're going to stop enhancement laws. We're going to stop those three strikes. We're going to stop the gang injunctions. You know, we're going to defund. I think they're going to partially defund some of the police. So this dude just came in swinging. Can't be mad at him at all for that. And this is why when people tell you representation matters, dude, when they say representation matters, they mean let's put a black face up in there and not do anything. I don't want just powerless black faces up there and we're supposed to say, oh, cool, we got representation, but they can't do a damn thing. Gascon is Cuban. They said the dude is Cuban. So, you know, the streets have been making a lot of noise. So, you know, people want to come in and do the right thing. Jackie Lacey didn't want to defund the police. She didn't want to criticize the police. And her ass is up out of here. Her ass is up out of here. When the streets make enough noise, things will happen. We got to keep beating that drum. More noise has to be made. But he came in, you know, he's letting folks know he's going to make some changes out here. You know, it's a start, but he's going to make some changes. And I would rather have somebody in the dominant society who's going to actually do something instead of having one of their bootleg representatives who's just a black face in there. And I'm supposed to be happy there's a black face, but they can't do a damn thing. That's what we're going to be talking about on tonight's broadcast. We're talking about the bootleg butter biscuit bootleg class who are just used to be quote unquote representation, but they don't do anything. They don't push the buttons. They don't push the envelope. They just sit up here and campaign for jobs. And we see these same tired, goofy Negroes pushed out into the media. Speaking of tired and goofy guys, did y'all see Jemele Hill with her little Chucky doll looking ass? And I say that because she hates on me for some reason. I don't know why she hate on me, but she was talking a little greasy about me with Tarana Burke, so F her. But Jemele Hill was on some Vice show, her and that other sister, that other sports commentator, and they were talking to Jake Paul, the white boy who knocked out old dude at the Mike Tyson bout. And from what I understand, Mayweather's about to do an exhibition fight too with Paul Logan and I think Tyson and Holyfield. They might be putting a Tyson Holyfield thing together. That's going to be great. That is going to be great. That is going to be great, by the way. And they should definitely let Snoop Dogg keep hosting that. I saw Vlad say he didn't like the fact that Snoop was a commentator for it. He didn't like that. He said it took away from it. No, Snoop was the best thing on that boxing match. Snoop was the best thing on it because Snoop was saying stuff that people were already thinking. Like, this looks like our two uncles fighting. That's exactly what that shit looked like. Snoop was saying everything that everybody was saying. You dig? So they got to have Snoop on all of them at this point. This is the thing now. This is the thing. No, it's a quick bag. It's a very quick bag. People want to see some entertainment. People can't get out the house. So they better capitalize off this thing. This is a quick-ass bag. But back to Jemele Hill. Jemele Hill, they were on here talking to Jake Paul, and they're going to ask him if him knocking out the black dude was racist. Now, that was kind of a couple of people made jokes online about it, but that's not nothing you really have to ask somebody. It takes away from the joke. It's an online joke. Jemele Hill is so tone deaf as far as culture. She's one of them try hard. She tries so hard to be down. You know, she's like that old auntie who tries to be hip and then it just ends up being cringeworthy. Everybody felt a certain way about it. They're like, you shucking and jiving and laughing and giggling about racism with this white boy. That's not something to really joke about with him. And also the joke, it's an online joke and that doesn't translate well when the person's there. You got to know how to read the room. You know what I'm saying? Somebody during the fight online, somebody was like, damn, him knocking out that black dude, that's racist as hell. It's a joke. It's funny online. But then when you try to talk about it in a serious discussion, it looks stupid as hell. And listen, this is how cringy it sounded. Let me find the clip of that. It sounded very, very cringy. Where is it? Okay, this is Jemele Hill and Kari. What is Kari's last name? She's a sportscaster.
I'll tell you why. And this is our question of the week. We saw what happened to Nate Robinson. So I'm going to ask Jake Paul right here in front of America. Jake, considering where we are right now in our racial conversation in America, was what you did to Nate Robinson racist?
That is the question of the week.
Man.
Nah, stop playing with me. Come on.
Listen, Jake, it's a sensitive time right now. We just had to witness a white man just knock a black man smooth out in front of all of America. So that's why I asked that. But just tell us about that moment real quick.
Oh, God. Jemele Hill is so goddamn cringe. Kari Champion, okay. Look, you sitting up here. Okay, first of all, you sitting up here with a white man cock-eyeing and kikiing about him knocking a black dude out. That I smell bedwinch juice on that, by the way. That sounded real bedwinchy. You knocked a black man smooth out. Yeah, you cornball. That had butter biscuits dripping off of it.
We had to witness you knocking a black man smooth out.
You off code, mammy. This woman, Jemele Hill, has so much daddy hatred. Her daddy was a drug addict. So, you know, her daddy represents all black men. Does Kari have a white man? If she does, I'm not surprised. It wasn't funny. Does Kari have a white man for real? Look her up. Does Kari have a white man? I wouldn't be surprised. I know Jemele, she has a black dude. But that's the kind of stuff that bedwinches do. They sit around and do that type of stuff around white dudes. They get around white dudes and start cock-eyeing and kikiing about black folks getting harmed. That wasn't funny at all. That wasn't funny at all. And it was hella corny. So Kari Champion is married to a white man. Okay. Yeah, I smell some bedwinch sauce all up in there. This is how they talk when they get around white dudes, man. They talk like this.
That black man got his ass whooped. Was that racist to be his ass?
Mammies. Boy, the mammy business is, they're trying to get the mammy business thriving right now. Especially off the deaths and the harming of us. See, you know, with all of this racial stuff that's going on, meaning black folks, particularly black men, getting killed, but black women too, because, and by the way, they don't give a damn about other black women. But they love to capitalize off black men getting harmed. It's just like the whole Black Lives Matter organization. It's a really a whole bunch of LGBT stuff going on, but they use dead black men as the catalyst. All black men ain't shit except dead ones. The dead ones you can exploit. You can use their death to bring attention to your LGBT agenda. So you sit up and say, hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. And by the way, trans lives matter too. You see? The little con game. And by the way, Black Lives Matter organizations out here, they're infighting with each other. They are doing a lot of infighting because all that money raised off dead black people, George Floyd and all these black men that had been killed and shot and harmed in Ahmaud Arbery, all this money being made off them. White mommy and white daddy, they're pocketing that money and they're not giving it down to their Negro minions. See, the Negro minions, they're learning about the white supremacist pimp hand. They're getting it from all sides. The white supremacist suspects who are behind Black Lives Matter. Remember, it's white money, white hands behind all that. So they parade these Negroes around, have them running around, twerking and dancing and doing the wet coochie challenge at protest. While all the money comes in and goes to the white people and their families. So a lot of these Negroes are out here crying foul. Like, where's the money? We need some of that money, too. Now that we helped get Biden elected, we need some of that money, too. So there's a lot of infighting going on. A lot of disgruntled Negroes who don't give a damn about black folks. But a lot of that boule, bussy class that's dominated by the Democrats. See, they want their crumbs. See, you know, they do anything for crumbs, and they're not even getting the crumbs right now. White mommy and white daddy ain't giving them crumbs like they're supposed to. So right now, the Boule bootlicks, the CBC, all of these folks, they're having a Boule job fair right now. All they're doing is going out here trying to get jobs. This ain't nothing but a Boule job fair. The Boule believes that if they get jobs, that's going to be some kind of justice for black people. This is what they tell us. Them going out getting jobs or getting a position, a cabinet position or whatever, that's some kind of justice for black people. Michael Eric Dyson, he was on, I think, CNN, one of those networks, and he said something to the effect that Joe Biden paid the debt owed to black Americans by picking a black man for Secretary of Defense. That's the headline. They might be paraphrasing in the story, but it was something to the effect that him picking a Secretary of Defense who was black, that's some kind of debt paid to black people. I'm paraphrasing. But that's the mentality, guys. So you got to understand this. Foundation of Black Americans, we've made an impact by getting on code, and they know it. We've made an impact, and they know this. The Democrats barely won this election, and the finesse was all over the place with this election. I mean, they won this by the skin of their teeth, and they know this. But what's going on, the bootlick class, who they push out there to help stump for them, to galvanize black folks, they understand that these Negroes didn't really do a good job. This is the thing. So the white mommy and white daddy in the Democratic Party, they're letting their Negroes know, hold on, you better get in a bitch's place. You're talking to some pimping. Now, we do all the fake, yeah, black folks, y'all did it. Oh, y'all so great. Oh, black people, y'all so wonderful. They do all that stuff for the cameras, but behind closed doors, they let them know. They put the pimp hand down. And they let them know, oh, wait. Hold your horses, bitch. Hold your horses, because I don't need you. In fact, we barely won. They were whooping our ass all over this country in the election. So y'all didn't really do a damn good job. And truth be told, we had to do a little finessing to get this thing won. So yeah, y'all don't come in here barking out your little Negro demands for your little Boule jobs, because y'all niggas are expendable. This is what they're telling them. Y'all niggas, this is what white mommy and white daddy's telling them. All these Negroes out here talking that foundational Black American talk and getting on code against us, asking for tangibles. All you Negroes didn't do a good job neutralizing that. These Negroes eclipsed you. So we're still in trouble over here. I mean, we barely won and we're still in trouble. We have some Senate seats we still need to get. We're still in trouble out here. You understand? All foundational Black Americans made a big impact by getting on code. Don't you think y'all didn't make an impact by getting on code? These folks are trembling behind closed doors. They know they're in trouble. I'm going to get on Fauci in a minute, guys. Y'all give me time. Take your time. I get on Fauci in a minute. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit the like button. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit the like button. Now, guys, Biden had a meeting that somebody recorded the meeting. He had a meeting with some of the Boulé folks. I think Sharpton was in there. A lot of the Boulé cats were in there. And man, he was talking to them like hoes on a corner. Boy, Biden was putting a pimp hand down with these Negroes. I want y'all to hear some of the stuff Biden was saying to the Boulé folks, getting their minds right. Let me play some of the clips of Biden talking to them. Let me play some of this. Hold on.
By 2040, this country is going to be minority white European. Hear me? Minority white European. And you guys are going to have to start working more with Hispanics.
Mm.
And no one's fought harder to get rid of assault weapons than me.
Damn, he just told these are the Black folks he's talking to, guys. He's sitting here talking to a bunch of Black folks telling them, hey, y'all better start getting busy with the damn Hispanics. God damn. These are Black people he's talking to. My goodness. But let me play some more of the audio. Okay, hold on.
This is a completely closed call, so just wanted to remind you of that. There's no recording.
I'm the first person, Black or white, who called attention to the fact that you were finding that there was the rate of people who were African Americans are dying was three times that of white people. I don't carry around a stamp on my head saying progressive and I'm AOC, but I have a more of a record of getting things done in the United States Congress than anybody you know. Let's get something straight. You shouldn't be disappointed. What I've done so far is more than anybody else has done this far. Okay? Number one. Number two, I mean what I say when I say it. There's some things that I'm going to be able to do by executive order. I'm not going to hesitate to do it. But what I'm not
But yet, notice how they talk at Black folks. When other people around, you talk to them like adults. Everything is cordial. Everything is respectful. They get Black folks behind closed doors, and it's scolding. You understand? This is what you're going to do. He's talking at them.
Do is I'm not going to do what Vanita, you probably used to get angry with me during the debates when you'd have some of the people you were supporting said, on day one, I'm going to executive order to do this. Not within the constitutional authority. I am not going to violate the Constitution. There is a Constitution. It's our only hope. Our only hope. And the way to deal with it is where I have executive authority, I will use it to undo every single damn thing this guy has done by executive authority. But I'm not going to exercise executive authority where it's questioned, where I can come along and say, I can do away with assault weapons. There's no executive authority to do away with that. And no one's fought harder to get rid of assault weapons than me. Me. But you can't do it by executive order. You do that, next guy comes along and says, well, guess what? By executive order.
Notice everything he's doing is telling Black folks, the Negro class, what he's not going to do. Everything is, I can't do this. I'm not going to do this. Everything is what he ain't going to damn do. You notice that? They never talk like this to other people. You don't go around other people telling them what the hell you ain't going to do. This is slave master talk. Everything is about what he ain't going to damn do. I ain't doing no executive orders. I ain't going to do this. God.
I guess everybody can own machine guns again. So we got to be careful. I know you all know this. I know you know it. I don't think we should make that a big issue going into before January 5th when the election takes place down in Georgia. But I also don't think we should get too far ahead of ourselves on dealing with police reform in that, because they've already labeled us as being defund the police. Anything we put forward in terms of the organizational structure to change policing, which I promise you will occur.
Okay, now he's telling them, just think chill out on the defund the police talk. I had to play the pimp music in the back because this is pimp talk. Y'all, shut y'all mouths about defund the police. We're already in trouble because of the damn defund the police, meaning the grassroots. The grassroots got everybody talking about defund the police. So we're already in trouble because of that. So y'all need to stop talking all that, meaning y'all need to neutralize the defund the police talk. How they gonna do that? See, you can't do that. Because when those bootlicks come around trying to defend police, you know they're done, which nobody really takes them seriously anyway.
And give me advice whether we should do that before January 5th, because that's how they beat the living hell out of us across the country, saying that we're talking about defunding the police. We're not. We're talking about holding them accountable.
And you hold them accountable by defunding them. See, they're beating the hell out of us. They beat the hell out of us all over the country. He know that his ass got toe up. Family, they know they lost this thing. They know. They know their asses got toe up. They know there was not no real outreach to Biden like that. They know that. And he's all but admitting this right now. You understand? So they're panicking. And he's trying to get his Negroes in order and just letting them know, hey, don't come in here trying to throw your weight around about no damn jobs and what you're owed and what kind of position, because that's what the bootlick class, they went in there trying to get some job positions. Hey, white daddy, we did what you said. We did all that campaigning for you. Where are those positions? Hold your horses now, Negroes. Hold your horses. Don't get too uppity. He's bringing them down a peg.
Let's raise it with you to think about. How much do we push between now and January 5th, we need those two seats about police reform.
And so this
All right. So enough of that. So look, Biden, let me put my game music on, but Biden is putting the pimp hand down. Biden put the pimp hand down on their ass, and Biden has been assisted. Family, they ran a finesse. Also, do you know on YouTube right here and other platforms, they've put out an announcement where you cannot question the validity of Biden's win. If you start saying that Biden, there was voter fraud, you're going to get flagged. You know that? I want y'all to Google that. If you start talking about voter fraud or you dispute Biden's win, some of these platforms are already saying they're going to take your page down or take your videos down or censor you. So Biden had to get assistance from some of the corporations in the dominant society because of the finesse. He had to get assistance, guys. So the bootlick class, they're out here trying to campaign for jobs. I just saw another article. It was like 1,000 black women said there Biden needs to have more black women working, meaning boule. They're talking about boule. The boule is talking about themselves. Whenever you hear about the black leaders this and the black leaders that, it's the boule, and they're nobody's leaders. They are nobody's leaders. It's the boule job fair. These folks are upset. They're not getting the positions they were promised. They're not getting all the butter biscuits that they dangled in front of them, and they're getting a little disgruntled, and white daddy had to go in there and just put the smack down on them, put the pimp hand down on them, and let them know what it's going to be. You understand? This was a finesse, guys. Go back and listen to my broadcast, The Finesse of the Century. They know they're in trouble right now. And because they're in trouble, they know the next election is going to be a breeze for whoever comes in. Hell, a Republican can come in. All they have to do is just not be Trump, and they got it. All you have to do is not be an open, bleeding racist. I mean, anybody can beat Biden at this point. So the Democrats are going to be done if they don't come off them tangibles. Because Foundation of Black Americans, we haven't stopped talking about tangibles, and we ain't settling for all that, hey, we just hired a bunch of Boule bootlicks, look at them, representation matters. We ain't going for that. We're not playing the representation matters game. We want people who's going to be effective and people who's going to come in there and give our tangibles to us. But see, people got a habit of trying to run game on us and then act confused when we don't go for it. They be trying to run game on us and then act hella confused. And by the way, did y'all catch the part where Biden was talking about the COVID thing and disproportionate numbers of black people and all that? Listen, Fauci did a video. I got to play this video of Fauci. He came out, he was sitting here with one brother named Ambrose Lane. I'm trying to picture where I've seen this brother before. And he was up here with Wayne Frederick, the president of Howard University. And Wayne Frederick looking like he just had a big batch of butter biscuits and a glass of Kool-Aid. So Fauci is up here trying to appeal to black people to take the damn COVID vaccine. Family, they're trying hella hard to get us to take this vaccine. They're trying hella hard to get black folks to take the vaccine. Doing all of this outreach to black people. Now, family, why are they trying to get black people to take it so badly? With all this fake outreach, talking about, well, black people disproportionately get it. What's the scientific basis of giving black people the vaccine first? Look how they keep saying that we gotta give it to black people first. There is no scientific basis for this. And if black people get COVID at disproportionate numbers, that has zero to do with science. That has to do with systematic racism because of health disparities, because of lack of resources. Nothing to do with science. There's nothing about our bodies that makes us more prone naturally to get some damn COVID. Like I said the other day, the problem is, guys, they got to give this stuff to white folks, and white folks don't want to take it. White people don't want to take this thing. That's the issue. There's no medical basis. White people don't want to take it. And the thing is, in order to make white people more comfortable, because remember, look, white people don't even want to wear a damn mask. You think white people in large numbers are going to be out here taking a damn vaccine? White folks will kick your ass for making them put on a mask. They'll turn the hell up if you make them put on a mask. They know white people will show out here. That's what the real issue is. So what they want to do, they want to guinea pig black people to show the white people, hey, look, we didn't gave it to the niggers first. We done the trial and error. We saw what worked and we saw what didn't work. We saw the adverse effects and we worked out the kinks. Now we got a good strain here for you. Literally, that's all they're trying to do. They're trying to guinea pig our ass. They're trying to guinea pig us to take it first so they can see what the effects are so that they can get a better strain for the white people. And I'm hearing all types of other stuff with some of the trials of the COVID vaccines. I'm hearing some crazy stuff. I won't even say here. I don't want my page flagged. But listen to Fauci out here trying to do outreach to black folks. He got a couple of Negroes up here. This is Fauci. Now listen to Fauci. Listen to Fauci. Hold on. This is Fauci. Hold on.
Making time to...
Now this is a brother named Ambrose Lane Jr. talking to Fauci. Hold on.
Really talk to and have a conversation with the black community. And one thing that I have learned in terms of some poll taking, even though there is some trepidation of African-Americans in terms of taking the vaccine or participating in vaccine trials, still African-Americans do trust Dr. Fauci. And so that's actually a very good sign.
What? This Negro is Fauci sitting up here. He's like, well, you know, a lot of African-Americans do trust Dr. Fauci. Who? Who trusts Fauci? Which one of y'all trust Fauci? Am I missing, Negro? I've not met one person who trusts Fauci or the vaccines. Who is he talking about? Who the hell is he talking about? I don't know one single solitary person who trusts Fauci, who's black. I don't know anybody. Do y'all know somebody? I swear to God, I don't know. I don't know one person sitting up here talking about, man, I trust Fauci. I don't know one person. Who is he talking about? Who the hell is he talking about? This nigga's out of his damn mind. I don't know. Literally, I don't know anybody. Nobody in the black community is trusting Fauci. What is he talking about? Hold on.
I have learned in terms of some poll taking, even though there is some trepidation of African-Americans in terms of taking the vaccine or participating in vaccine trials, still African-Americans do trust Dr. Fauci. And so that's actually a very good sign. So I want to start off by letting you know that a lot of African-Americans do trust, because you are very forthright based on science, and we try to follow the science.
What is he talking about? What is this Sambo talking about, dude? What is this nigga talking about? What is they just making up stuff?
However, I do want to put some things into context as we start our conversation. A very recent Pew Research poll.
Let me fast forward.
Okay. It's ultimately to the benefit of the life and safety of the individuals as well as your families.
Now, this is Fauci talking.
And your entire community. Is that to first understand the reasons and empathize with the reasons for the mistrust as opposed to pushing back.
Now, this was from one of their manuals on how to get black folks to take the vaccine. Just tell them you understand why they have mistrust. You know, really listen to the Negroes, understand why, sympathize with them. This is in one of their manuals, by the way. So this is Fauci sympathizing with the mistrust that black people have about him and the vaccines.
Against the mistrust. And one of the ways that I try to do it is to try and dissect out not the fundamental core of the distrust, but take the particular situation you're dealing with now and say, let's try and start off on an even footing. What are the reasons for this particular situation, namely the vaccine, that you have reluctance and skepticism about?
Tuskegee, I don't know. I mean, the history of medical apartheid, the history of giving black folks diseases deliberately, the history of taking black people's organs, the history of Henrietta Lacks, y'all taking people's cells without the family's consent, doing all types of little medical malpractice things with black people. I mean, I don't know.
Getting vaccinated. And I think there are two major issues.
I mean, eugenics, I mean, you know, Margaret Sanger. I mean, it ain't like we're pulling something out of our ass here. I mean, just look at history, dude. God damn, hold on one second. I mean, we're not pulling this out of our ass.
That when I explain them to my friends and colleagues and people who I don't know in the African-American community and the community of people of color, is that the speed with which this was done? Isn't there something reckless about that? Well, the first thing is to point out that the speed has nothing to do with compromising safety or scientific integrity.
Okay, now let me play some more. I mean, these people are funny style. They're trying to ask, how come y'all don't trust us? Nigga, why should we? I mean, let's look at history. Well, let's look at damn history. When have you ever helped us with anything? Y'all don't help us with nothing. You don't help us with a damn thing. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, hey, guys, we got this great new vaccine. We want to try on you. Yeah, that's suspicious because we don't trust you because you don't do a damn thing else to help us in any other area of activity. You don't help us with school. You don't help us with finances. You don't help us with housing. You don't help us with jobs. You don't help us with healthcare. You don't help us with anything. But all of a sudden, out the blue, you want to help us testing a damn unknown vaccine on us. that ain't never been tested on nobody else in large numbers. Yeah, we got some trepidations about that. Hold on, let me play some more Fauci.
That has shown to be clearly safe. That vaccine was actually developed in my institute's Vaccine Research Center by a team of scientists led by Dr. Barney Graham and his close colleague, Dr. Kizmekia Corbett.
Oh, Lord.
Kizzy Corbett.
Kizzy Corbett.
Kizzy is an African-American scientist.
Oh, Lord. Here they go. Here they go. It was the disease. The vaccine was helped develop by Kizzy, by a black woman. They bringing Kizzy back out. Dr. Kizmekia. They're calling her. Her nickname is Kizzy. Remember who Kizzy was. Kizzy was a bedwench in the movie Roots. Okay. Kizzy was a bedwench in the movie Roots. If you remember the TV movie Roots growing up, one of the bedwench slaves was named Kizzy. The irony doesn't escape me on this one, guys. So they then wheeled back out Dr. Kizzy. We've exposed her months ago. We've already exposed her months ago. Okay? So it's like, you can trust us. We got a black woman who helped develop the vaccine. So that's trustworthy, right? You dig? This is the con game. This is the con game they're running on us, guys. Hold on. Let me play the rest of it. Hold on.
Dr. Barney Graham and his close colleague, Dr. Kizmekia Corbett, or Kizzy Corbett. Kizzy is an African-American scientist who is right at the forefront of the development of the vaccine. So the first thing you might want to say to my African-American brothers and sisters is that the vaccine that you're going to be taking was developed by an African-American woman.
If you don't
get that, is just a fact.
Get your ass out of here. Nigga, Eunice Rivers Laurie was the black nurse who helped facilitate the damn Tuskegee syphilis experiment. That don't mean nothing. Just because you get a black face or a mammy or a bedwinch to help you, that don't mean nothing. We hip to that. The hell y'all talking to? Talking to us like we dumb as hell. Man, please. And you wonder why we have reservations about taking this thing? And y'all remember Dr. Kizzy? I exposed some of her tweets. We really have some trepidations about taking this damn vaccine. That woman's tweets about black people were crazy as hell. This is a black woman. And we don't know what her background is. We're not sure if she's a foundational black American. But this woman's tweets, she was talking about other black people like a damn dog. She was saying stuff like, yeah, black, the worst race is black people. Black people ain't shit. Everybody hate black people. The Mexicans and Asians and whites are the best. I mean, this is a mammy saying this stuff. We exposed her tweets that they tried to delete and hide. They tried to hide that woman's old Twitter account. I found that and exposed some of her old tweets, guys. Y'all need to go on my Twitter and look this stuff up. She was talking greasy about other black folks. It was bed wench mammy babble. And this is the person that we're supposed to trust? Yeah, we got reservations. Yeah, we don't trust you. Look at who you're getting. Look at the kind of black person you're getting to help you with this damn vaccine. And look at how they view other black people. Look at how your girl views other black folks. You understand? That woman was talking crazy about black people. Yeah, give that shit to somebody else, dude. Yeah, test it out on them first. That's where we are with it. Test it out on other folks. Test it out on them. You understand? They trying to make us the guinea pigs so that they can get it right for the white folks. No. Try them first and then holler at me. That's how I am. When white people take it in large numbers, then I'll think about taking it my damn self. When you up in the white neighborhoods and you're at the strip malls and you're at Jamba Juice doing the COVID test, then holler at me. When you try to come down to the hood with the military. Nah, y'all better resist that as much as you can. And by the way, they're planning on doing that, by the way. You know, when y'all want to come to the suburbs, when y'all starting to give, when you're going to start giving the COVID test at Trader Joe's, when y'all going to give the vaccines there, holler at me. I might run up to the Trader Joe's with the white folks and take it. I'll stand in the back of the line and see how they act when they get it. But when it comes to black folks, they're going to militarize this thing. Family, out here in California, in Palmdale, a few days ago, they had a raid. They raided a house party. And boy, they came in with the militarized police. They were out there rounding people up. They arrested like 150 people. It was a lot of black folks. It was a lot of black folks. And boy, it was a very organized raid. They were out there. They had all these people detained. They were giving people COVID tests. They pulled a table out and they were, it was on some Nazi type of shit, dude. It was real weird. I want y'all to go to my YouTube channel, not my YouTube, but my Twitter page, and look at what they were doing up there in Palmdale. Let me tell you something. In Palmdale, y'all remember, I would say about a year ago, there was another situation that happened in Palmdale where they said that a cop got shot. Then they locked down like whole apartment complexes because there's a lot of black folks out there. So they locked these places down militarily. The militarized sheriff's office, they went out there and locked that shit down. People couldn't get in. People couldn't get out. And let me tell you something about Palmdale. What my Los Angeles people? Let me talk to my Los Angeles people. For those who are not in L.A., y'all won't be too familiar with what I'm talking about. But in L.A., they moved a lot of black people from South Central, Compton, places like that. They moved a lot of them out to Riverside, the IE Valley, Palmdale, a lot of people out there in that Palmdale area. And that's very significant because see Palmdale, they know that's a place that's they can landlock it. There's only one highway to get in and get out. There's only one major highway to get in and get out of that place because it's surrounded by mountains and desert. So the white supremacists are very strategic. When they start moving black folks certain places, you know, they make it seem like it's your choice. But what they'll do, they'll say, okay, if you're on Section 8, well, the only place that takes Section 8 now is Palmdale. So you have to move out there. You understand? Because they're going to deprive certain resources from you. So a lot of people can't go, they can't really get around that resource deprivation. So they'll start systematically making it so that you would have to move to certain areas. But Palmdale is very interesting because, again, that's one of those places they can move a lot of black folks out there and they can contain your ass out there. Yeah, it's a very eerie feeling out there. You can easily be contained in Palmdale if black folks act up, whereas in South Central, black folks can turn up and start coming in from all other places. They can't really lock that area down like they want to. There's too many ways in and too many ways out. But with Palmdale, Lancaster, that area, they can just lock that joint off, just cut off the freeway. You can't get in and out. All them little side roads, you can't really get access to that. There's only a handful of roads to get in and get out of that whole area. So they can easily lock that joint down. Also, they got a concentration camp out there. They have these Rex 84 camps all over the country. A lot of them are disguised as like waterworks places. You'll see a place. It's a big field somewhere off in the cut with barbed wire fences. And you're like, what the hell is that? And they'll say it's a water treatment company or something like that. But I'm like, if it's a water treatment company, why do they have guards here and guards there? Why? It looks real funny style. A lot of Rex 84 camps, which are these concentration camps that's designed to detain large numbers of people, they're all over the place. You dig? And they do have a lot of prisons around that area out there in the Lancaster Palmdale area. You better watch it out there. But over there on Pear Blossom, there's a place, I think Pear Blossom Road, I think that's the name of the street. There is a Rex 84 camp out there that a lot of folks are not familiar with. I want y'all to Google that. Google Rex 84 camp, Pear Blossom, Palmdale, California. They got these camps just in case folks act up and they need to lock you down. They got a place to detain you out there. You understand? Look, my LA folks, all of these little desert areas, that's where they got a lot of these camps. All in the cut, away from the main population. If you try to escape, I mean, you got to go through mountains and deserts, so they got you landlocked. Parablossom Highway. You understand? They got them Rex 84 camps out there, and they try to tell you it's a water treatment plant, but they got barbed wire fence, but the damn barbed wire is going inward. It ain't going outward. The barbed wire, if they got a barbed wire fence, the objective is to keep people from coming out. For going in, I mean, the objective is to keep people from going in, but they got the barbed wire going inward, meaning that's to contain people so they don't leave. It's some heavy shit, dude. It's heavy. And you can look at pictures of this place, dude. Yeah, the Devil's Punch Bowl area, and that's a very ironic name because one of the first concentration camps in America was the Devil's Punch Bowl down there in Mississippi, where they put black folks in concentration camps and killed them off. The Union soldiers did this down in Mississippi after the Civil War at a place called the Devil's Punch Bowl. The same thing is up there in the Palmdale area, that Devil's Punch Bowl area. These white supremacists are very slick and cunning with what they do. You understand? We better understand how these white supremacists operate and the people they bring among us. We better be very cognizant of that. That's why we got to question everything. Just like this jam Grandmaster Jay thing. Now, I talked about this Grandmaster Jay thing the other day. I don't want to get too much into that thing. We got a lot of folks in here. Everybody hit the thumbs up button, hit the like button, hit the thumbs up button, hit the like button. We got to watch who comes among us, guys. These white supremacists are very slick. You know they're going to put informants around you. They're going to put certain people around you to divert energy. And that's the thing with this Grandmaster Jay. And if anybody doesn't think this dude is an agent at this point, you dumb as hell. There are members of his group, the NFAC, who are coming out admitting that this dude is a damn agent. Actual members are coming out now. My thing is, why would, at this point, what about this dude that is not an agent? This dude has not done anything that's not agent-like. I mean, other than just walk around with a coat that says, I'm an agent, and we saw him doing security for Trump, which is basically you walking around with a coat saying you're an agent. We saw this dude doing agent work with Trump. You physically saw him. All he didn't have was a sign that says, hey, I'm an agent. We saw him. And there's still people like, we got to put some money on that GoFundMe for Grandmaster Jay. You idiot. But dude, when I look at the documents of dude, man, his quote unquote arrest where he got arrested, quote unquote, and then got out the very next day on a damn Fed charge. That's part of the damn case that's sealed. And the only time they seal a Fed case, for the most part, is when the person's a damn informant. I mean, damn. I mean, come on now. We can't be dumb out here. We can't be stupid out here. And by the way, Grandmaster Jay, this dude has a whole history of being a damn pathological liar. This dude has a long history of lying. This dude, about a decade ago, he was running around telling people he started off with Grandmaster Flash and he was one of the first DJs, and then Grandmaster Flash and these people had to come out and say, no, this dude is lying. Then he said he was running around talking about he won some Grammys. He worked with Jazzy Jeff. Jazzy Jeff and him came out and said, nah, he's lying. This dude has a whole history of lying. Nothing says agent like this dude. Black folks like to be around certain people and just kind of go against the grain and hope for the best. Black folks make some dumb decisions. We make a lot of dumb decisions and then get upset when they're dumb results. We got to stop doing that. We got to stop making dumb decisions and then getting mad at the dumbass results. Like, niggas be out here messing with hood rats with 8 kids, and then you get with her ass and realize she's a scandalous hood rat that done robbed your ass and took all your money. Oh, damn, man, these bitches are scandalous. No, nigga, you made a dumb decision. You got around a scandalous chick on your own choice. Women, y'all get out here, date the dustiest nigga imaginable, and he fuck all your credit up, and you out here sitting up here trying to get a second mortgage because this nigga done messed your credit up and got all your equity and got rims and candy paint on his car, and this nigga done dipped off with another broad, and now you up here, man, these niggas, these black men ain't shit. No, your decisions ain't shit. You made a dumbass decision, and you got dumbass results. Just like niggas who go on Vlad, sitting up here running y'all damn mouths about all the crimes you do on Vlad. Vlad was trending the other day because people were talking about how Vlad operates as the feds. No, Vlad is just a regular white man. I won't even say Vlad is the feds. He's just a white man who stays on the white man's code. Part of the white man's code is to capitalize off dumb niggas. That's part of the white man's code. Part of his code is to capitalize off dumbass niggas. If he can, and make money off your demise. And people get mad at Vlad, and rightfully so to a certain degree, but you gotta take some responsibility. When you get on Vlad and he starts asking you all of these criminal questions, you have a choice not to answer them. But the thing is, you get around white daddy, white mommy, white daddy, and you know, they can coax you into talking all that dumb shit. See, Vlad, he's a white man who knows how to work niggas. Hey, you know, I heard you one of the biggest gangsters in the neighborhood, and I heard you one of the biggest ones. Yeah, man, I was a real big gangster back in the day, you know, shit. And yeah, how many people did you rob? Man, I robbed a whole gang of people. You sitting up there rolling with it because you thinking, okay, finally a down-ass white boy. No. See, a lot of black folks, and Doggy Diamond said this the other day. I saw Doggy Diamonds. He runs like a hip-hop blog, and he said something on his social media. He says, you know, the difference between me and Vlad, nobody's ever been indicted from any of my videos because I know how to change the subject when your dumb ass start confessing. Basically, like, yeah, I know how to save your stupid ass. Yeah, that's how you... Now, that's how we think. Players think if I'm talking to somebody and I'm chopping it up with them and they're about to say something that might incriminate them, I'll stop them. I'm not going to let anybody say anything on my shows. Another black person, I'm not going to let you even say anything that might incriminate you. When I had Nipsey on my radio show, I wasn't going to let Nipsey talk about too much street shit. I veered away from a lot of the street stuff, and I know people all up in Nipsey's neighborhood. I know all this stuff, but I'm going to steer the conversation into your businesses, man. What are you doing as far as, you know, investing? We're talking about some player shit. I'm not about to get that man. I wasn't about to have him talk about no street business that might potentially incriminate him. When I had Snoop on, when he called in my live, I know one of the people that was in Snoop's case back in the 90s was a good friend of mine. Now, I wasn't going to bring that up because I don't want Snoop talking about no shit like that. Snoop is doing the family man thing. Snoop has a different image now. So I wouldn't even steer Snoop in that direction so that he could talk about stuff like that. That's player shit. That's how we think because we're on code. I'm on the black code. My code is I want black people to be successful. I know if you say certain things, that might be used against you. So that's how we think. But y'all go in there with Vlad thinking that he thinks like us, and he don't. And he's not obligated to. Y'all go in there thinking that Vlad, okay, if Vlad is steering me in this direction, I think it's okay for me to talk about it. I mean, he brought it up. It ain't like I brought it up. I think niggas be thinking like that. Niggas be thinking, well, if he brought it up, it ain't like I'm incriminating myself. No. Look, I've been on Vlad. Vlad tried the same thing with me. I don't know what you're talking about, Vlad. You heard what? No, I don't know any of that shit you're talking about. Let's talk about white supremacy, Vlad. I wasn't about to sit up and talk about no street business with no damn Vlad. That's common sense, man. Come on, y'all gotta wise up. We gotta start doing things smarter, man. You just walk right into the indictment. And my brother Casanova, they They then basically admitted they used interviews that Casanova did, i.e. Vlad, to help indict him. They basically said they used his interviews to indict him. Dude. But yeah, what they try to do, you try to be, you know, some, you try to impress people with your gangster and all this old shit. Come on, dude. No. No, we ain't, no. You don't do that, especially with no Vlad. Come on. I saw that when Errol Spence turned down that Vlad interview. I saw that. But dudes, going back to Scam Master J. Now look, a lot of brothers, some of y'all done woke up, some of y'all still on the dumb shit, but some cats done woke up and said, you know, some brothers were like, you know, I want to do the right thing. I see a lot of our families, our brothers and sisters are getting harmed out here. I want to get with some brothers and sisters who's going to be about the business. That nigga ain't the one. There's some people out here who wanted to do the right thing, but you got with the wrong folks. That nigga is not the ones. And you notice with Scam Master J, he started coming around that Ahmaud Arbery thing. Notice they showed up to Ahmaud Arbery's neighborhood, in that neighborhood where the people killed Ahmaud Arbery. They showed up to that neighborhood, but you got to understand why certain folks show up. Because I saw some other video that a lot of folks didn't see. It was a brother out there like, hey, these niggas with the guns ain't out here right now. They came out here, took some pictures and left. But all these niggas out here showboating with guns like they were going to be out here regulating. These niggas came out here, took pictures and bounced. Basically, what these niggas are sent out here to do by the feds, because they know that some black folks out here are going to turn up eventually and start showing up to the homes of some of these race soldiers and some of these white supremacist killers. They know sooner or later, some Negroes are going to just start showing up to the crib and start putting in work. So they are preemptively sending these Scam Master J's out here to be very loud and talk a bunch of shit. Yeah, shout out to Big Texas. Shout out to my nigga, by the way, Big Texas. But yeah, they'll send a Scam Master J out to somebody's house to talk real loud and bring a lot of attention, meaning ain't nothing gonna happen. That's to protect the white people. Notice these niggas walk around yelling, making a lot of noise, ain't doing a damn thing, and ain't accomplishing nothing. That's by design. They are accomplishing something. They're protecting the white people when they do that. They do that to protect white people so that somebody ain't gonna covertly come through and drop that thing up in a house. They did the same thing in Minnesota. The white people were out there. See, they knew black folks were going to find out where that race soldier lived and they were going to show up. But by the time black folks showed up, it was a bunch of white people out there pretending to protest against the house and all that. But they were really protecting that dude. You understand? They were really protecting him. They'd go out there and talk all that 70s jive talk, make a lot of noise about what they gonna damn do, and then don't do nothing and leave. Just like Grandmaster J did in Stone Mountain. They went out to Stone Mountain knowing that the white supremacists were not going to be there. We exposed that. The white supremacists already planned to be in another city doing another protest that day. So they knew weren't gonna be no white supremacists out there. So you go around there walking in circles. Jive turkey, sucker, I get you suckers. We's out here today. Can you dig it? Now, what we want, I take Texas. This nigga shit. You understand? This is a con game. Y'all better wake up and see this thing for what it is. That nigga's been lying. Then when he got out of jail, he was talking about Grandmaster Day. Yeah, I got out of jail because so many of my peoples was making calls to the jail. Okay, this is comedy at this point. This is comedy at this damn point. Yeah, I got out of jail real fast. Can you dig it? Because these suckers understood what was going to go down if I didn't get out of here. You understand? Hold on. Listen here, sucker. Listen, I got out of jail, and they better understand if they mess with me, they's going to get some more of this. Because I's not fucking around. Can you dig it? Now, you hunkies better understand there's a new sheriff in town. His name is Grandmaster motherfucking Jay, sucker. Can you dig it, you jive turkey? Cause I's not fucking around. I got my guns, I got my knife, I's got my bullets, and I's ready to rock. Okay, you know, it's that type of shit. So if y'all go for that, nigga, stop it. And speaking of frauds, Leechy X, Scam Master J's mouthpiece, who's in on the whole scam, which this chick is basically acting like a damn informant. Everything about her smells like snitch. Lying Leechy, who's been running interference and caping for Scam Master J. She's in on the con. My dude Taharka Bay said that it was Leechy X running the GoFundMe page where they're finessing people out of a whole bunch of money. This little dirtbag ass broad. She made a video about me, I heard. I only heard like 30 seconds of it. I can't listen to this cabbage patch face broad lying. This woman is a pathological liar with her bad built ass. Any nigga sitting up listening to lying Leechy X, this chick is shaped like an ostrich egg, and I'm not gonna sit up listening to somebody just lie their asses off. Nigga, Leechy is on the same shit Grandmaster J is on. That woman sounds like a damn snitch. If y'all get caught up with lying Leechy, you're dumb as hell. When a person is just lying nonstop, family, that's a red flag. Now, she says all types of lies about me. First, she said my wife and her family's Jewish. They're not. Nobody in my family nor my wife's family's Jewish. I don't even know what that lie means. That big, bad-built behemoth was talking about I was threatening her. I'm not threatening no out-of-shape, funky mammy like her. Nobody was doing that. This woman was telling folks, I told people not to buy guns, buy pepper spray. I mean, I'm not. I listened to 30 seconds of this sloppy heifer lying her ass off, and that's all I could take. Y'all dumb as hell if you sitting up listening to lying Leechy. A snow crab looking bitch with saggy titties. If you're listening to a moron like this, you dumb as hell. She was raised by a suspected white supremacist man. So they have the same anti-black views. She was taught anti-black views from her suspected white supremacist dad and her bedwench mammy. You understand, Leechy? And I know you're listening, Munchy X. This woman is horrible. I know you're listening, Munchy. The worst shape ever. This woman has a fat ass head, a wide stomach, and no ass. She's shaped like a goddamn Dominican handyman, and niggas are sitting up taking that shit seriously? Give me a break. Stop making dumb decisions and getting dumb results. This chick looks like a plus size model for Rainbow. Y'all sitting up listening to Munchy X? A motherfucker acting like a damn informant, sitting up here with another dude who's clearly on the payroll of the feds, lying for this nigga, and y'all sitting up thinking that shit is cute? If y'all niggas let Munchy X get you caught up, you dumb as hell. A little 4'11 chick. She's about what, 4'11? Wearing them cheap ass Walmart boots to look taller. Always walk around looking like she got on Lane Bryant baby clothes. Y'all sitting up listening to a raggedy mammy like that. Munchy X looks like a piglet with box braids. And this is what you're entertained by. A lot of y'all are entertained by dumb ratchetness. A lot of y'all are entertained by stupid ass shit like that. By this lactating panda looking ass wench, Munchy X. A lot of you were entertained by that. Because you've had some hood rats in your family. But I take the safety of people very seriously out here, guys. I take people's safety seriously. I don't want people walking into traps with this Scam Master J thing. Look at Scam Master J from different angles. You got to look at that. Every angle you look at Scam Master J, it's bad. Let's say he wasn't a damn informant, hypothetically, which I believe he is. Even if he was not an informant, let's say this nigga hypothetically in a parallel universe, he was not an informant. Let's say he was not an informant. The fact that this nigga went in and got out that quickly, nigga, you are in trouble if you follow this nigga. That makes you in double trouble. If that nigga went in and got out the next damn day and he ain't an informant, or he's about to be. You understand? So you know he's going to give up the list and the database of all the members. All the members of NFAC got to be in a database. Not only that, I heard they had to give not only their name and their ID, they had to give him the serial numbers of their damn weapons. Check out Taharka Bay. He had one of the members on there. The member said that they had to give up the serial numbers to their weapons to Jam Master J. You niggas are dumb as hell if you did that. You niggas are dumb as hell if you sat up here and let that nigga make you give up the damn serial numbers to your weapons. You dumb as hell, and you dumb as hell for letting Leechy X talk you into it. But y'all better understand, these light-skinned hood rats from Detroit. I was born in Detroit, so I know Detroit. Leech is one of these mulatto mammies with a white pappy up there in Detroit. Let me tell you something about that, dude. A lot of these degenerate white men would go up to Detroit for a long time, messing with hood rats up there, knocking them up, doing all types of depraved shit to the children. That's where the DeBarge family, they had that French dad, that white dad up there. He went and got that mammy up there in Detroit, and he's molesting all the kids. So you got these degenerate-ass white dudes knocking up bedwinches and mammies, having these degenerate fucking kids like Leechy. She's from that stock. There's a lot of that up in Detroit, by the way, guys. There's a lot of that up there in Detroit. There's a lot of that in Detroit. But let me tell you something. You got to be dumb as hell to let a dirtbag like Munchy X get you caught up. This woman, if you get around her, she's probably wearing a wire under one of her saggy tits. You better be careful with Leechy X, a broad out here looking like a fat Keisha Cole. Keisha Swole. And you out here letting her talk you into the dumb shit. Come on. Dumb time is over. We don't have time to be dumb as hell. We don't have time for this. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Anyway, no, I'm not shitting on Detroit. There's a lot of that in Detroit. Nigga, I lived in Detroit as a fucking child. I saw this shit. I saw a lot of that in Detroit. Stop it. I lived there as a child. I saw it, dude. Don't tell me what I didn't see. I saw that shit. I saw these degenerate white men up there laying up with sisters. I saw it. Anyway, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio, man. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. 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 Go to OfficialFBA.com. Get your FBA flags, the Foundational Black American flags. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody said that Leechy and Crispy were, Leechy and Crispy, they had sexual relations. That's gross. Because now Crispy is out here doing middle-aged nigga porn. He's a middle-aged nigga doing struggle porn. She's an out of shape mammy shaped like a fucking manatee. Oh God. You know what? They should do a porn together. Crispy's old decrepit ass, the middle-aged ashy nigga with an OnlyFans page And Meechie X is a big, out of shape, fucking baby whale. So they need to do some middle-aged porn. She's a dusty middle-aged hood rat, and he's a middle-aged coon. They should do a porn scene for his OnlyFans page. And because they're both old as fuck and decrepit, Crispy doing these old struggle strokes. Look like his back hurting while he's stroking. He can have Meechie's fat ass in the buck. And then they can get Morgan Freeman to narrate the porno. As he lays her on her back, her legs are extended in the air. His stroke is stiff like the wind from Madagascar. As he rolls her on her protruding belly, her belly is filled with saltfish and ocean debris. As he bends her over, he starts to stroke furiously, and his erect ejaculative penis is just like the March of the Penguins. Yeah, get Morgan Freeman to narrate that shit, nigga. Anyway, let me stop. Y'all got me fucking around out here. Anyway, I'm out of here, guys. I'm out. Y'all be good. I'll holler at you Sunday. Peace.